my mother's father, he came here as he was actually a cobbler, but somehow turned himself into a tailor. I don't quite know how. And I think he was obviously a jobbing tailor in that he used to bring work home, and everybody in the family had to sort of participate in some way or another to get the work out. So my mother used to do what they call basting, which is basically tacking. But my aunt, who she was a dressmaker and she had a business, well, I suppose you call it a business, in the East End, in my grandfather's house in a place called Burdett Road. But she had a workshop there for as long as I can remember, and I spent a lot of time in her house in that workshop having fun. It was one of those things that you sort of remember. That room was like a little treasure trove of fabrics and beads and buttons and cottons and threads. But my mother always wanted me to go into an office. She did not want me to be in the rag trade. I then decided when I was about 14 that I wanted to be a designer pattern cutter. I just thought this is what I wanted to do. And so I applied to the Shoreditch College for the clothing industry when I was 15, to go and train there, to do a course there. And it eventually became part of the London College of Fashion. And then I saw an advert for a company called Miss Impact, looking for a designer pattern cutter. And I'd done all these evening classes. I'd got fashion drawings and they were painted, quite pretty things. And I went, and that was in Crossway back in Dorset. And I got the job. And I was there for 3.5 years. Now, that was the most exciting job I've ever had. The building it was in was an old church, which is no longer there, which was falling apart. My wages were probably £6 a week, but I might be lying, it might have been £8. I can't remember, but it was very little, but I didn't care. I didn't care. So you had a piece of paper, pattern paper, which was a white, thinnish paper, and then you marked the length that you needed, and you laid out one piece of lining, pulled it, put a weight on it to hold it, cut it across on the other end for the length, and then you put another piece on top of that and cut the next one the same length and put the with weights, and you continued this until you had as many as you needed. But because I was going to be cutting it by hand at this point, we only did a smaller piece. So then you got the pattern that you were going to cut, which was a pattern for the lining of a dress probably, or a jacket, which was on card, and he showed me how to lay this in the most economical way and draw around it with chalk, how to sharpen your chalk with your shears, draw around it, pin it together, and then cut. My father's little factory, the camaraderie in there, that never changed, and that's something any workroom get that. And that was maybe the job I had at Radley, which I didn't enjoy, was you weren't allowed to communicate with one another in the workroom. And if, I mean, I worked opposite another pattern cutter, and we used to have a bit of a joke and a laugh together, and it was sort of frowned on. The other thing that changed completely was when my father was in business, every at Christmas, he had to buy presents for all the buyers, By the time, when I got to Alison Hayes, they were selling to these big companies like Principals, who were part of a big group. They were not allowed to accept presents. So it was a completely different atmosphere. It's not to say you didn't have relationships. I know they had relationships with the buyers in sort of, you made friendly relationships, but there was a very different way of working. There was much more, they had to comply to having good working conditions for their staff, which wouldn't have been allowed. But of course, the other thing that happened in that time was the manufacturing side disappeared from this country and went abroad. When I first started everything was made here. And over the years, more and more of it started to move abroad.